Welcome to Sister Speak Big Brother, where we discuss the Big Brother franchise from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister Elmarie.
And I'm Sister A.
And welcome to episode 47. Let's get started. All right. Hello, ladies.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello. We are back for another season of Big Brother.
Yes.
It's been a long time coming.
Yes.
Actually, it hasn't been that long. We didn't talk about Big Brother UK.
No,
I did watch Big Brother UK, so
right, we didn't talk about it. So
we didn't talk about it.
Since the fall, right?
Since I think our last Big Brother was November.
Yeah.
So it's been a while for y'all. Thank y'all for following us back on Big Brother.
Yes. Woo.
So now we are going to be talking about Big Brother Canada, which is in their second season.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think I'm the only one of us who watched the first season of Big Brother Canada.
True.
Last year.
Yes, you are.
And I really enjoyed it, so I was excited for us to start Big Brother Canada for the second season. So I guess, where do we want to start? Do we want to give our overall impressions, or do we just want to talk about the house guests?
Well, yeah. I have a question for both of you ladies, and then from there, maybe we can talk about our opinions of each house guest. But In one word, how would you describe BB Canada Season 2? Just one word.
Good question.
I have one word.
Okay.
Meh.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Okay. I think my I don't think I can say one word. Let's see. Yeah, I can't come up with a one word. I have like maybe three words.
Okay, what's your three? Give us three words.
Or two words. Disappointingly disappointing. For me.
Okay.
Disappointing. Okay.
And your word, Elmarie?
Unexpectedly disappointing, I guess is the word. Unexpectedly
disappointing.
Disappointing.
Compared to last year or compared to other BBs?
Right.
Both.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And then you, Sister Elmarie?
Lame.
I know. Okay. So let's talk about it, I guess, overall.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed that I feel this way about it, because last year when I watched it, I really enjoyed it. I thought the host, Arissa Cox, was amazing. I thought the house guests were awesome. They were all very charming and engaging, and I fell in love with several of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm if I'm biased now, because after watching all of the different international Big Brothers that have a totally different format than ours, I think that's where my disappointment is, and I didn't realize I would feel that way until watching it.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
Canada, well, I think with watching Australia, which was like the most awesome, best Big Brother ever.
Like, blew our minds.
After watching that, and then after, well, I kind of gave up on the Celebrity UK.
Celebrity UK was awesome.
So good.
It was so good.
I have to make time for it, like, to go back and watch.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it's very good.
For the few episodes that I did see, like, I don't know, it's way more hoopla than U.S. Big Brother, and I think that's what I was getting used to with watching the international.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see Canada, I'm expecting, you know, a big show, pomp and circumstance.
Yeah.
And what I got was like a U.S. ripoff, I feel.
Exactly. It's a lot like ours.
A lot.
Like ours.
Yeah, it's like the same power veto speech, the same.
Yeah. HOH, mm-hmm. Pull the key.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Everything.
But you know what? That didn't bother me last year, but I think it was because I was still all into our version of Big Brother then.
Yeah.
It was before I knew. I mean, I had watched Big Brother UK before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, actually, had I? I think once, briefly. Mm-hmm. But I was still loving our Big Brother and the format and the way it was done. I just got totally turned off last season. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's, you know, changing my viewpoint, because I'm now thinking I really like the way the UK and Australia do it, because we don't have this cookie cutter cutout of what the show is supposed to be. It's different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm disappointed that I feel that way, because I, you know, y'all know we are a Big Brother lover.
I know.
Shout out, Baby Mimi.
Big Brother lover.
Big Brother lover. Now, for all y'all diehard Big Brother fans, y'all know what that
yes.
is.
Mm-hmm.
I miss them so much. Oh, I miss them. But, I mean, we love Big Brother, and it hurts my heart to say it, but I'm like, I'm like you, Sister A.
Yeah. And I mean, I get very into things very quickly, like immediately addicted to shows or characters or stuff. And I just, after watching 6 of them now, there's not anybody really that is drawing me to it.
See, that's a bad thing.
Yeah. You know, I just got into it.
Can we start off with the host, Arissa Cox?
Yes.
Who last season, in my opinion, was very warm, very charismatic. I thought she's a better host than Julie Chen, because she seemed more natural with it. This year, and she seemed to care about the house guests and everything. This year, for some reason, I feel the opposite. I feel like she's fakey, artificial, like she doesn't even, I don't know how to explain it. She's like, she doesn't really care about them when they come out. She's going through the motions. It's not the same Arissa Cox that we had last season.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear she wasn't like that last season, because I've been giving you a side eye.
Like, what is she thinking?
Because I remember when you watched the first Canada and you're like, oh, I really like the host. And then I watch her this season, I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
I know. What happened?
Has this look on her, like, she has no enthusiasm.
She does, but it's like a fake enthusiasm.
It's
like forced.
It's forced. And I don't know, most of the time she just has this air about her, like, look, I am only here to collect my check.
But yeah,
I don't know if it's that bad, but...
And I don't know why, but I made a note the other night for the eviction. What the heck was she wearing? She looked like she was getting ready to get picked up by some aliens. What? She had like this space
the black and white
on.
That color black and white leather.
It was like silver with this and that, and I was like, "What is going on?"
I don't know what that is. I'm gonna have to go back and make sure that my memory is serving me correctly. But I really don't feel like she was the same last season. I really don't. I think she was more friendly, more warm, seemed to care about them more. Maybe she will as the season goes on, but maybe they have packed so much shit into the episode that they don't even give her a chance to really, like, talk to them. And that's the part that I'm missing, is them actually, like, slowing down enough to talk to them when they come out.
That would explain it. No, the other night when so-and-so got evicted, like, so-and-so had to cut in and get some more time to speak.
And then she didn't even really acknowledge it. She just, I mean, you could tell where she was kind of wanting to, but then you probably had someone in her ear going, okay, wrap it up.
Yeah.
We gotta go to commercial.
It's important things that were being said.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, but part of it is just maybe she's being pushed to be
to
show tighter or something.
Okay.
I don't know. But that is too bad, because she was, from what I remember, a really good host, and I like that she was different. Another thing about the whole show in general that's annoying after watching 6 of them, I'm just going to preface it that I tried to watch some of the After Dark.
The extras,
The extras, but just no time lately. So I've only watched the 6, like, real broadcast episodes.
But same here.
After watching 6 of them, the last one I watched, number 6, was like, oh my gosh, can this be any longer? That 45 minutes felt like it was, or an hour, that felt like 3 hours. I was like, okay, let's get on to the fake. I have the power to nominate.
That's right.
And, I mean, the formula, why do we have to do the formula every single time?
Predictable.
Yeah.
It really is. Hey. Like, with the other, with our big brother, up until the last one, I, and you both know, I've been completely obsessed. Like, I'm checking the feed updates all day, every day. I'm staying up to watch After Dark. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm all in. And then when we watched Australia, I was looking at all the extras and looking forward to their late night feast. And but with these, it's like I've only seen the six. No, I've only watched like the full shows.
Mm-hmm.
I have no interest in seeing the extras.
No, me either.
Like, I can't even blame it on lack of time. I just, I don't have an interest.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. Because if we were interested, we'd make the time. We did what five, six hours a week for Australia without.
I don't know how we did that.
I don't either.
I don't know how
crazy.
We want that.
I don't either. I do not either.
But luckily, those were always available like right away.
They
especially
were.
With the time difference.
That's another thing. Can I just rant for a second
about the availability?
Freaking difficult is it for us to watch Big Brother Canada now? Come on, y'all.
Thank you.
Your shit is not that effing special.
No, it's not.
To where people are trying to post on YouTube like they did last season.
Yeah.
That's how I watched it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Every episode.
The whole season?
The
whole
season. There were several people that posted. But this season, someone would post, you'd go to watch it, and it would be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they would take it down. Why are we having this? I don't understand why they don't get that they would have more of an audience and more of a hunger, even though we're not really feeling it right now, if they would allow other people the ability to watch.
I think that probably has something to do with how I feel about it, too, because I'm thinking, okay, if I have to go through all of this
to watch
the show, it must be something good.
Right.
And then I watch and it's a carbon copy.
Yeah, but it really isn't.
Like, really? You could have threw this on YouTube.
I know. It's ridiculous.
And we want to thank all the people who were sending us links.
Yes, thank y'all so much to help us try to watch it.
Yeah.
I think we're good now, but I mean, it was annoying that first week of, okay, how the hell am I going to watch this? I had a link. It's not working now. They took it down. Mm-hmm. Or here's another one. Oh, that's not working either.
Yep.
It's just crazy.
But still, at the eviction episode, I couldn't get until, I didn't watch it till yesterday because the site that I had been using didn't post it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to finally eventually watch it on the computer, like on their website. And I was like, damn.
Yeah. It's been difficult.
Mm-hmm.
They make it too difficult to me.
Yes.
And I get that you're wanting to. The one thing I will say about this show, though, about the Canada version, is I love the fact that they have their live feeds free for all of their citizens to watch free.
That is cool.
I think that's awesome.
Really nice.
I think that is, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Did I say citizens?
Yes. It just sounded funny for some reason. All those citizens.
I didn't realize I said it. Well, for all of the Canadians that are in Canada.
Yes.
They're letting them see it for free.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
It really is.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's great. And, I have seen on, Twitter and other places people complaining about the feeds being out. And I'm like, look, y'all are getting this shit free. You have nothing to complain
really
about. But, yeah, I think that's really awesome. Okay, well, enough of our
ranting,
disappointment. Let's get on to these people.
Yes.
And the Twistos twist. And all of the stuff that they've done so far.
Okay.
So what? I don't know how we best want to do it since we're kind of delayed because we had a busy schedule last week. So we're really doing 2 weeks worth.
Mm-hmm.
I guess let's just kind of go by person, maybe.
We can go by person.
Because I think everyone already knows, of course, who won the first. I mean, we'll get there when we talk about each person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
who won all the stuff, what they're doing, and everything. So, let's see. Do you want to start with Sabrina?
Sure. Oh, yep. She was first on mine, too.
Yep.
Okay.
The first one in.
She was. Yep. I think she was.
So, Sabrina is 25. She's a makeup artist. And what I thought was funny with her is her strategy, she said, was to cook for the boys. And then for the girls, she's going to focus on doing their hair and makeup.
I know. That was funny, too.
Yeah.
She's going to be like everybody's friend.
Yeah. Right? Everyone's friend.
Something for everybody. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so far, I've been liking her.
Me too.
Well, she's all right.
I've been liking her so far until I think she's going to be a little boy crazy.
She is already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
she
was already cozying up, and whether it was platonic or whatever,
mm-hmm.
with the first HOH,
mm-hmm.
and laying in the bed with him, putting her head on his shoulder, and then in more recent episodes, she has a crush on, what's his name?
Kenny.
Beard.
Mm-hmm.
Who's gay.
And so I'm like, okay, girl, it's been 2 weeks. You already got a little bit boy crazy here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Easily manipulated.
Yep.
Also, easy, she's kind of using that information to help other people out.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs to make sure she's helping herself first.
Right.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I see issues with that strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It wouldn't be my strategy, but, you know, we'll see how it gets her.
Yeah. How far it gets her.
Yep.
And, of course, we're seeing a little bitty view since we're only watching
Correct.
The broadcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And we know how different the other information can be from our own Big Brother.
Oh, yes.
So, who
mm-hmm.
knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Yes.
We could be getting an entirely different version.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
So hopefully that's people so that are listening can tell us if we're missing
yeah,
out.
Y'all let us know,
yeah.
y'all who are watching the,
yeah.
the live feeds yep. and the after darks.
Give us the real scoop.
Scoop.
Give us the lowdown. Okay, so then we go on to Andrew, who was actually our very first HOH.
Yes, he was.
And I was thinking, why is he fighting so hard for this HOH?
Well, no, he wasn't the first.
Oh, actually, he wasn't.
He was the second.
That's right.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. I lied. It was Paul.
Yes, Paul was the first.
Right. Because I was just thinking they were on those ice blocks.
Yeah.
Andrew was the second one.
Yeah.
Second, yes.
Why, though? Because you saw everybody saying, okay, I have to show that I'm a competitor, and so I have to win this first HOH. And I'm like, what?
Right.
That was
why
so...
do you have to show you're a competitor?
I'm
yeah.
like, what? That was so backward to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're under the radar.
Yeah. It's the first HOH. Come on.
Right.
Why do you want to be so known for being a good competitor the first week?
Right, you're just going to be a target.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I kept thinking.
Yeah.
Why? But several of the guys
the
said
guy
it.
Yeah. They did.
I have to show I'm a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what's going to happen is they're going to think that you're really good. The one dude, was it Arlie or John, to me was hilarious in one of the competitions where he was pretending like he was so tired, but he
no.
really wasn't.
Oh, yeah. That was Arlie, I think.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I like that.
And he was looking for the potato. I think it was like a
right.
yellow potato or something.
Yeah.
It's like I went over it one time.
Yeah.
I walked over it a second time. I'm like, how many times can I walk over this before he finds
That was good.
Because he knows, hey, do not show your strength.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they're going to target that.
Yeah. yeah.
And he's
oh
kind of
gosh.
A fan of the show, so
he knows.
How to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They all say that, though, but then they are talking about, I have to show, I'm a competitor. Okay, let's get on to Paul.
Okay.
I have some stuff to say
let's
about
go.
Paul.
Uh-oh.
Paul is 43.
Yes.
He's got kids and a wife.
Mm.
He's a motivational speaker. And he came in jacking it up already at the very get-go,
yes.
in my opinion. He's on that ice, and I get his strategy was to kind of psych people out, get him to think he's going to come off the ice first, and then he's going to stay there till the end.
Yeah.
But why did he have to do it the way that he did it?
Well, I think I kind of understand one part of his play during that competition, but it's the first part I don't agree with. Like, why are you trying to psych people out, getting them to think you're about to hop down off of this ice, and then when they step down, you're still up there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's too soon to discover you're a liar.
Yeah.
That's within a couple seconds.
Exactly.
It's like allow a couple weeks to pass and then turn on what you said. Yeah. I can't remember who was it. It was one of the ladies who was like, okay, Paul, you know, when you're ready, I'm ready. I'm going to step down. And he's like, okay, after you. And she actually stepped down and he's still standing up.
He's still standing there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can't remember which lady it was, crazy.
But. Like, come on.
It could have worked, but he did it. He was too talkative.
Yeah.
You know, he it could have worked saying, I don't know how much longer. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to stick it out. I'm going to stick it out. I'm going to try to make it work. And then when he kept telling them, okay, well, all y'all are safe who are on here because that's only fair, which to me is fair.
I agreed with that.
Yeah.
It's the way he said it, though. It's the way he did it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a big Paul fan. I thought I would like him in the beginning.
I did too.
But he's just coming out too hard, too fast, and he's stirring stuff up like crazy.
But wrong, the wrong stuff.
Yes.
He's stirring the wrong stuff up.
And unnecessarily. Like, he's creating drama when it doesn't have to be.
Right.
Well, and that's smart if you can do it slyly, but he hasn't been sly about
fly
it.
Not at all.
No.
You know, you kind of slyly say, hey, this person's been talking about you. I don't think they like you. And this person over here has been doing this. But he wasn't that slick with it.
No.
He just talks to the whole group about it.
And then
they all yell at him.
And then makes an alliance with every single house guest.
Yeah.
Like, that has got to be a record.
Well, that fool.
From Survivor?
No, on our Big Brother last season, the Jeremy guy, he did that.
I don't even remember him.
Was that last season? Yeah, he was the guy with all the tattoos. He said he was half Cherokee.
Jeremy.
Oh, God.
Oh.
That guy.
Yeah, him.
Oh.
He made alliances with everybody, too, didn't he?
I don't know. He's just
I remember.
I think he did, because wasn't he the one? Someone was talking about him in the diary room.
Yeah, he had. And then he was so cocky on top of
him.
So cocky.
Yeah.
You know. And I think what hurt Paul also was when he started throwing out that Andrew was racist.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, what?
Mm-hmm.
And sexist. He was a sexist and a racist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, where did that come from?
Right.
But I liked how everyone was like, shut the fuck up. You're crazy.
Yeah.
They just all yelled right back at him.
Say that again, Sister A.
You heard me. I said it.
She kind of stumbled over it, though. It didn't just flow. I love it when you do that. Yeah, I'm not feeling Paul at all.
Yeah, I wish he was gone already.
I am not feeling Paul. But when he was HOH, he nominated Ika and Anik.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't really get, I mean, if he was trying to be, I mean, I guess he had to honor his word of not nominating people that were staying up there with him that jumped down.
Mm-hmm.
But he could have grabbed Andrew, I think was the other person. He should have grabbed someone who was a real target.
Right.
Yeah.
To his game.
Yeah.
Who was going to win stuff.
Yeah.
Who might, you know, put him up.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't do that.
No.
So.
Yeah.
And then when he got kind of caught up and he realized this stuff wasn't working is when he went into that, well, he's a racist and he's a this and he's a that. I'm like, dude, that's going to backfire on you.
Yeah, and then he goes into the diary room and he's like, I don't think he's a racist. I'm what? Trying to be this mean guy. And
that was awful.
I know.
I'm becoming the bad guy. I'm becoming the villain. I tried to be the nice guy and that didn't work.
Yeah.
So you're just out here calling out.
Yeah.
Insults and games.
You just don't do that. You don't call people that if it's not true.
That's way too harsh. And you would think after our big brother, I don't know if he watched it or not, but even if he didn't, those are strong accusations to out and out call someone a racist.
Yeah.
That's
He's old enough to know better.
He should definitely know better.
Yeah.
He should know better. He's too old for that.
Yeah.
His kids are watching. Other kids are watching.
And that's the part that got to me, because he always mentions how his kids are watching. So why are you doing this? You know your kids are watching.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't show them that it's okay to call someone a racist in public, but then behind closed doors say, eh, they're not really a racist. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, that's absolutely not the way to do it.
No.
No, because those kids aren't going to know what to do.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, that really chapped my ass with
me. Yeah, not a fan.
Nope, I did not like that at all.
Nope.
And it's just, it's too bad that he did that, because I think he jacked his game up, and second of all, who's going to want to work with someone who's going to do that?
No.
Now, I know it's a game, and they all say they're just doing it to win, but, I mean, if you just so easily threw that out there.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I just didn't like
it. Yeah, and he's got his two friends, Kyle and Adele. But
yes, let's talk about
that. But that's not going to help, because there's only three of them. And now there might be only two.
There's two. So
he was a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
Like, in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm not getting it. I'm not getting motivated. I'm just getting angry.
That's just not right. So do you want to talk about Adele?
Sure.
Yeah.
He's in cahoots with Paul. Well, he really was more close with Kyle.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they were all three friends.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He seems like a very fun-loving person.
I really like Adele.
I do, too.
I really like him.
He's a welder.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Inventor.
And a Muslim.
He's Muslim.
Yep.
Yeah.
And one of the best scenes, I thought, was when Kyle told him, I want to pray with you, because he prays five times a day.
I loved this.
I
like that too.
I hadn't thought that much of Kyle before that.
We hadn't really seen much of Kyle.
Yeah, he just seemed like kind of this sort of dumb jock. You know, I think, was he the first one that like took his shirt off as soon as he got in the house?
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Uh-huh. But when he did that, I was like, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was awesome. Yeah. And just so he could learn more about it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that they prayed five times a day. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. But, I mean, just to go through the whole prayer, and, I mean, Adele, you could see, was so touched that he did that.
He loved that. Mm-hmm.
And Kyle was genuine.
Yes.
Yes.
It wasn't, like, a part of gameplay, and it wasn't, let me try to person so he knows I'm on his side. Like, it was actually genuine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He wasn't even thinking about it.
No.
That was great.
I thought that was sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wish he had, you know, they stayed in
stuck
longer.
Around
so
more, I know, me too.
Yeah, you'd see their little bromance blossom.
Yeah. You should have gotten Paul out instead.
Yes.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. What were they thinking?
I don't know.
That damn Kenny, he masterminded that. So then Kyle was a bartender?
Oh, personal trainer.
Oh, no, personal trainer,
yes.
Excuse me. I was thinking of Andrew.
And picking up the ladies downtown. It might as well be an occupation.
Kyle, stop.
Yeah, I know.
Stop.
Not good.
No, just stop.
Yeah.
We didn't get to see much of him, honestly.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw a lot more of him during the competitions, but he was one of the larger guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think already they were thinking, okay, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
And so he was friends with Adele and Paul.
Yeah.
But other than that, we really didn't see much of him.
Right.
Mm-mm.
But the guys,
I did read somewhere on the feed, apparently him and Ika got into a big old fight, but I never saw that.
Okay.
And I didn't get to see what they were fighting about, but they didn't show that on the show.
Okay.
But on the show we didn't really get to see him at all until the end.
Yeah.
And I thought it was kind of nice that Sarah, I think it was, went and actually talked to him because they were kind of ostracized a little bit because they were friends with Paul. And got to try to, you know him a little bit.
Yeah, he said he had a hard time kind of growing up. He was heavy. He wanted to lose weight and sort of got himself on the right track and became, like, motivated himself to lose weight and become a
person. Get in shape.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And his exit speech was great. You know,
it was.
Yeah, I mean, even though he'd been only in there for two weeks, I guess.
2 weeks.
Yeah, he felt it really had changed him as far as meeting different people and Adele, and it was great.
Yeah, I liked what he said.
Yeah.
I'm glad they gave him time to say it.
He had to make the time. Like, excuse me.
Can I say something real quick before you push me on the side? I mean, she barely asked him one question and said, okay, we're going to talk to you later.
That's important.
Crazy.
Because we're not watching that after stuff.
No, I didn't watch it. And then Andrew was the bartender guy. He was the second
HOH.
HOH.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got that wrong. Yeah. And he let Kenny. Oh, Kenny.
Yeah. Talk him out of it.
Talk him into backdooring Kyle.
Right.
And then Kyle left.
Yeah. Right.
So to Paul.
I think they're going to realize at some point, Paul. They've let the monster stay.
Yeah.
Because I think if they don't get him out soon, he's going to take
linger
over.
Linger around, yeah.
He's
yeah.
trying to take over every second.
Oh, man.
So then who else? Annick, she was only in for, what, a week?
Good.
Yes. I kind of liked Annick.
Are you?
You didn't like her?
Are you for real?
I'm for real.
She said, are you for real?
She was like so quirky, crazy.
A Reiki master.
Yeah. She was a nut job, but I kind of liked her.
I don't think she was nuts.
I do.
She was just different.
No, that's more than being different.
But she kept, like, freaking out, so she'd go and do her thing.
Yeah, no, if I saw that, I would kind of look
she
at her
was
crazy.
She was freaking me out, and I wasn't even in the house with her.
I kind of liked her because she was kind of crazy, but in a good way, I thought.
She didn't bother me.
Yeah.
I just was like, okay, that's a little different.
Yep, eclectic for sure.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. That's how she described herself. I'm just checking out her thing. So, but I wouldn't have minded if she stuck around a little longer.
You remember during her, I don't know what you would call it. It was after the nominations.
With the feather?
Yes.
Yes.
And, you know, everyone's sitting around. And you know the look that Ika had?
Thank you, reincarnated.
That's how I was looking.
Oh, my God. She kept snickering. I'm like, Ika, you should just go. You're not helping.
Yeah.
I know. Why did she stay sitting there?
She did eventually leave, but she should have left sooner.
Eventually she did, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, that was funny.
So poor Annick, it was Paul had put her and Ika up the first week, and Annick was the first one to go.
Yeah.
Yes.
So in true fashion, Canada has done exactly what the U.S. has done most seasons, which is put up a person of color the first chance they get.
Yeah.
She didn't go home, but still.
I'm surprised. As soon as she was up for nomination, I'm like, okay.
Uh-oh.
She's going to be the first one out. So I was surprised.
I said the same thing. I was like, oh, okay, Canada's trying to be like the U.S.
Yeah.
Put the person of color up first
and
vote them out.
Right.
So surprisingly, they didn't vote her out.
Yeah, it was actually a unanimous vote, 11-0.
It was.
Yep.
Yes. I was surprised about that, too.
I was, too.
And I don't know what it was, but I guess when they were voting, all I wrote down was, Kyle is a moron. He must have done something in the diary room when he was voting or so. I can't remember, but that's my note here.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, Kyle.
Okay, now speaking of person of color, Did you or did anyone catch when Andrew said to Aika that she was acting too urban?
Yes.
I did see that.
They and made what sure did you to think play of that. That.
And that's when Paul started saying that he was racist.
He was racist, yeah.
Yep, he did say it. Mm-hmm. They showed it.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't take offense to it.
No.
So whatever the full context of it was, she didn't seem to find anything wrong mm-hmm. with it.
And that she was speaking to something, he said, too. Something about her speech was...
Yeah.
He said something about, I can see it coming out, or yeah. something's coming out, or something like that.
Yeah.
They didn't really dwell on it much, but they did show that little bitty clip of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, whatever it was, she didn't seem to be bothered by it.
Right.
So, I don't know whether it really didn't bother her because they're friends, she just let it go, or maybe they were talking about different things.
Maybe.
What do you think?
I don't think it really bothered her. Like,
okay.
Even when Paul was going around saying, Andrew is racist, and did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
And if anyone should have been pointing fingers or agreeing with Paul, it would have been her.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Because
yeah.
that comment was directed at her.
Right, and she
so
didn't.
She didn't find it offensive. I mean, right. just let it go. Don't
yeah.
try to start something where there's nothing there.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was actually trying to defend him because she told Paul, she's like, well, I even told, I think it was Andrew, the same guy, I thought he was the whitest white person I had ever seen or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
He's like, is that racist too? And Paul was like,
yes.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, forget you. I can't talk to you.
You're not helping.
mm-hmm.
Now, I think, you know, to give Paul a benefit of the doubt, if you had walked in on the conversation and didn't know what they were talking about, I guess you could see where he would say he was, but we didn't see the full conversation. Yeah. I'm always leery at first.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, especially now after our experience last year.
Oh, my goodness. Definitely.
Yeah.
Of not seeing the whole mm-hmm. scene. I'm like, look, if they're not offended,
yep.
yeah.
I'm not going to be offended because right. I had enough offense last season.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I mean, just the stuff that they showed on the well, you know, they didn't really show anything, but we were watching feeds
right.
and stuff, but yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing they've really shown that's kind of iffy,
yeah.
I guess. But
yeah,
I figure if she wasn't offended and she was kind of defending it, then there wasn't nothing there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
But I don't. Andrew bothers me. There's something about
I'm
him that is
Andrew fan.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't like him.
I don't like.
No.
Him. I did like him, but then he's kind of cocky.
I was going to say, is his cockiness?
Yeah.
I'm annoyed by this ring he has in his nose because he keeps messing with it.
He does? I haven't even noticed that.
Yeah, he's
either.
Always
right.
kicking at it
really?
Or something.
Oh, I didn't know he had a nose ring.
Oh, maybe it's, I don't know.
I didn't even notice.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't like big, it's just weird to me. Big face, like a big, it's not like a nose earring that's a stud. It's got like a, it's like a hoop.
A hoop, okay.
Or something.
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
How did I miss that?
Yeah.
You
looking
didn't
at
even
picture
see it?
Here. No. Oh, I see it in the picture.
I see. Yeah, you
yeah,
see it, but.
Okay. No, I hadn't noticed.
Me neither.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
annoying. I just want to take it out. Rip it out.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of
Ouch.
His.
And, you know, even like, I see people every once in a while, like a waiter or just somewhere working, where the store or somewhere working somewhere, and they have those gauges in their ears. You know
yeah.
those big
yep.
things to make their ear
oh.
holes bigger?
Mm-hmm.
That freaks me out.
Yeah. That's never going to be the same.
It gives me the willies
ever.
When I see that.
Ever.
It's going to be
ever.
All flappy-like forever.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Why do you need to do that?
I don't know.
Have you
Why?
Seen someone, like, with them stretched out to the max?
I've seen some with some pretty big, I don't know what they call them, whatever they are.
Yeah.
Plugs.
It's nasty.
Yeah.
It is.
It just makes my stomach turn, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I see it. And I'm like, oh, no.
No.
Why? I don't understand what's the purpose. And they're mostly, you know who I see it on? I don't even see it on girls. I see it on guys.
Yeah.
I've only seen it on guys.
Maybe it's like a painful thing.
What?
Pain.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it should hurt.
Yeah, maybe that's why they like it. I don't know.
Well,
because
I met someone and, like, we were, you know, staying there having a conversation about it only because I was curious. And I did ask, was it painful? And the way he explained it is you always start off with a small gauge, like a small round ring, and you're gradually stretching your ear out, so that takes away the pain.
Okay.
So it's not, because it looks painful, but it's not.
I've seen people with little bitty ones, and I've seen people with big ones, and I know they don't start out with the big ones.
Right.
No.
It's just the fact of why even do it
from
the little bitty one. What's the purpose? What are you hoping to do with your ear once you get it to the optimum stretched outness?
But it's like, for what? Like,
exactly.
Why do you want your ear stretched out like that? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it either.
But I guess the same could be said for people with a lot of tattoos.
Yeah, or just piercings or whatever. Piercings.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like the tattoo's a little different. Oh, yeah, piercings in the face, I just can't handle that. I think it just grosses me out.
Anywhere on the face?
Well, I'm talking about strange piercings. Like, if you're piercing your eyebrow,
that's what I was going to say.
But, like, these people that put these bars in their lips and their eyebrow has, like, that long, skinny bar thing in it. Uh-uh. Why? What's the point?
There's not even a hole there.
No.
In your eyebrow.
There's not a hole anywhere in your body. You make the hole.
Well, your nose is a hole.
No. Hey, you are too funny.
Well, at least that kind of makes more sense
there
to
is
me.
Not an extra hole in your nose for an earring. You have to make that hole.
But you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Thank you.
I just don't like it. It's just so, I don't know. It just grosses me
but
out.
But I didn't even notice he had one.
Oh.
Neither did Anne-Marie.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so.
Y'all just ain't paying attention.
You're just a little sensitive.
Clearly not.
I don't know if it's sensitive, but I noticed it. I think y'all are blind. Y'all need some new glasses.
But now I'm going to notice it.
I know. Now every time I see
him. Why did you not notice?
I don't know. I'm like, he does?
Oh, that is too crazy. That's too crazy. Okay, let's get
who's
off
next?
Of Andrew because he's a little strange.
How about Netta?
You know what? I like her.
I really like Netta.
She makes sense.
Yeah. She's pretty cool.
Anne-Marie? She was awfully quiet.
I know. She was waiting for us.
I like her. I wouldn't
say. What's wrong with her?
You like her? Nothing's wrong with her. She's okay. Just okay.
Oh, Anne-Marie.
Like, I don't really like any of these people.
Yes. I can see that.
In relation to each other, though.
She's okay.
I like her.
To me, she makes the most sense so far.
Yeah.
You know, Sister Anne-Marie didn't watch episode 6, so.
Okay.
Okay.
That might be why she.
So it's more of her?
Yes, because. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, can we just talk about the twist and then we can get into why I like her more now?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Twistos twist, which I want some Twistos now, which we don't have here in the U.S. At least I don't have them here in Texas. Do y'all have them?
No.
Never heard of them.
Yeah.
I've never heard of them either.
But it looks good. Anyway, so the Twistos twist of the season, or the first twist, is the fact that they have three house guests that thought they were up to be house guests, but they were really put into the secret room, and then Canada would vote to see who would go into the house. So it's basically like an intruder.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
And everything I heard about the three people, because I, you know, I didn't watch the feeds or anything, but everything I heard people say was that they wanted all three of them to go because they liked all three of them and found them more interesting than all the house guests combined.
Wow.
Goodness. See, they're having the same problem.
A lot of people were saying that online.
Wow.
So Canada voted on the second eviction show and they put Allison into the house, which is this girl who I thought all of them were decent as much as I saw of them.
Yeah.
So they put her into the house and they told her, look, the only thing you can't do when you get in there is tell them about the secret room and tell them that you've been in there with two other people for the past 2 weeks watching them.
Right.
Off and on.
Right.
So she had to go in there with this, like, story of what is she going to say? And I love, I don't know if El Marie, I don't think you saw this either then.
I didn't. But
okay, so when she went into the house, she basically, they were in lockdown on the outside after their HOH competition. So she went in and the house was empty.
Mm-hmm.
And so she basically pretends like she's entering the house and she thinks she's the only one there and she's the first person in. So everyone comes in, she's looking at them all like, oh my gosh, have y'all been here? Y'all are already here?
Yeah.
They're like, where are you coming
I
from?
I thought I was
like,
the first
I
one.
I thought I was, yep.
That was
so
smart.
That was very smart.
Okay.
So, but everyone's looking at her crazy like
grilling her.
Yeah.
Why are you here? We've been in here for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Why are you, have you not been in here for 2 weeks? So, Ika, who's the HOH, actually, all the girls except for Heather, because they don't like Heather.
Right.
Most of them don't, because of her voice.
That's why I don't like her.
So, they are talking, and they're like, okay, so we still have, we have more, we have equal numbers with the boys, so we could really try to make this a girls against boys thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now with this new girl, we could really change the balance of power, and since you're HOH, you need to put up two boys. Ika immediately, and I don't like this, this is talking about Ika, I don't like her. I do not think I would get along with her if I was in there. Because the first thing she says is, here's this girl in this black dress.
Yeah.
With this 80s hair, this old-ass 80s hairstyle.
I didn't like that she did that.
I didn't like that either.
I don't
Wait. You didn't like that she said the other girl has 80s hair?
Yes, and it was the way she said
it.
It
was more than that.
So when she saw Allison, she's like, I'm looking at this girl in this black dress and this 80s hair, and I'm like, oh, no, I do not want to see her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the whole – so then Netta is trying to tell them, look, let's not alienate this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep us all together. Let's be friendly with her before the boys get a hold of her.
Yeah.
Because if we're mean to her, she's going to just go to the boys, and then they're going to have – more numbers.
Right.
And they're so busy talking. She's, like, not hearing her. She's like, well, I really don't want to be friendly with her. She's not saying that out loud, but you can see it in her face. She's not really wanting to do that.
Okay.
She wants to put Heather up as a pawn, which is the girl with the high-pitched voice.
Yep.
She doesn't
blonde.
Like Heather.
Yep.
Blonde girl. And she wants to put, I can't remember who else, Paul?
Paul.
Yeah, Paul. But she wants Heather to be the pawn. And Netta's telling her, Ika, why, don't do that because then we're going to alienate Heather because at least she's kind of with us.
Right.
She's not really with anyone.
She's a number.
She's a number
yeah.
for now until we can get, you know, more of an advantage. Ika's not hearing it. She doesn't really want to go with it because she doesn't like Heather.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't like she immediately focused in on
I know.
Allison's
I didn't
hair.
Like that either. She was mean.
And what she was wearing.
Right.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I feel like she's one of those kind of people that would judge someone's worth based on their clothing and their hairstyle, which is totally ridiculous.
Yeah, she was pretty mean about it.
Okay.
And I like Netta because she was trying to talk sense into them and say, look, this isn't how we play the game. You don't play and try to keep people that you can stand or get along with.
Yeah.
You won't win that way. You need to get rid of people who are going to be a threat to you.
Right. Yeah.
Now, playing devil's advocate, Ika is a hairstylist. So when you meet people in your first impression, and especially being a hairstylist, that has to be one of the first things she notices about people.
But you know what, El Marie? I can see that, but when you're a hairstylist and someone comes into your salon, you can't go, girl, you got 80s hair. It is awful.
You look terrible.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
But you cannot do that.
I totally see Ika really doing that in real life, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah, it's not good, though.
She's not going to get business act out.
She could be like, ooh, I can see your hair like this. Let's give it a try.
Yeah, you have to be more diplomatic.
Right.
And it's her opinion.
Right. Yes. You're right.
I just don't like
that. Yeah, she's kind of mean, kind of catty about it. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I feel like up until, I mean, some of her comments have been like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've kind of pushed them to the side because a lot more of her comments are smart. I mean,
yeah.
I really feel like she's one of the smartest people in there. For whatever reason, she sees through Paul's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She's able to see through people's stuff, mm-hmm. which is really quite amazing because they'll show her in the diary room talking and she'll be like, I don't believe that. Why are they talking?
Yeah.
I don't even
understand. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, ooh, good. She's got some sense and she's going to actually maybe be good at this.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of thing just kind of throws you off or it pushes people away, I guess. And I'm like, I'm on the fence with her.
Yeah.
I'm like not really liking her at all.
Okay.
Now,
even though I think she's really smart.
Yeah. Now, what did you think of the three potential to go in?
From what I saw of them, I liked them. We didn't really get to see much of them, though.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think we got to see enough of them.
Yeah. I thought Scott would go in.
Yes,
yeah,
Scott.
I think he would have been good because he was just kind of
off
the wall and just would shake things up a bit.
Yeah.
But, I don't think we saw everything because she was the clear winner.
I don't see how they, I don't know, I'm wondering what else did they see in her.
Right.
To want her in the house over Scott and, who was that
Nate.
Name? Nathan?
Nate, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nate seemed pretty quiet to me.
I know that most people were able to watch them on the live feed, so it must be from their interaction and things that they talked about on the live feed.
Yeah.
I'm okay with her being in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I am. Yeah.
Scott might have been a little too much. Over the top.
Well, yeah, he's definitely over the top.
Yeah.
For those that haven't tuned in or watched, Scott is...
He was an event planner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was gay and he dressed in drag.
Yeah.
And he's also a gay rights activist.
Right.
Oh, and he works in the hospital.
And he needs to be a makeup artist because that makeup was on fire.
That was a lot of makeup, though.
But I mean, it was good makeup.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it took them all to get him in that dress.
I know.
Woo!
Kate was like, oh my God. That was a little tight.
Think about him in his little, introductory video.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to have to make it or cut a bitch. I'm like, okay.
I think he was trying to be over the top.
Yeah, maybe too much.
To get in, maybe it was just too much.
Yeah, too bad.
I think he seemed over the top, in real life, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the way he is.
Yeah.
I kind of wish they would have put all three of them in. That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
I liked all three of them.
Yeah.
Because I feel like still it's a little unfair. I mean, they put her in. She's immune for a week, so she can't be nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And she can't play in the veto and all that. But I still think that's quite unfair because I feel like the next chance they get, they're going to try to put her up.
Right.
I would have liked for all three to go in and have the housemates decide.
Mm.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Have the housemates decide who do you want as the final house guest.
That's really, yeah. Well, there might be another twist. Maybe somebody else will come in.
Yeah, maybe.
Possible.
Mm-hmm.
Very possible. But it seems like a waste. I just don't like when they shortchange these people that have gone through the whole process and they have to go home. That was kind of
Rohan.
Sad. Rohan.
Shout out.
Shout out to Rohan.
Hey, Rohan.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How you going?
How you doing? Okay, so what about Sarah? What do y'all think about Sarah? She's the other mom.
I like Sarah.
I like her.
Yeah.
A couple kids.
Yep.
I liked her, too. Yeah, I like her.
She seems to be fitting in pretty well, which is good.
Yeah.
Even though she's a little bit older. She's not that old. She's only 32, but she seems to be fitting
in. I like her, too.
Yeah.
And I we haven't seen a lot of her either, except, you know, she didn't like Paul at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's missing her kids.
Yeah.
And she was really broken up when Ike was reading her letter from home.
Yeah, I was just going to say, she had to...
Just thinking about her children.
Step out and have a little cry.
Yeah. Aww. So I like her. And then the girl that I'm, like, struggling to remember who she is the other dark-haired girl.
Rachel?
Rachel? Rochelle?
Yes.
Well, they all kind of look alike.
I'm like, who is she? I don't even remember seeing her.
Like, which one is
that?
I mean,
do you even remember seeing her at all?
When
I saw
you
her a little bit lately.
Yeah, when you see her, she's pretty much just chilling in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
so you don't...
She's very low-key. She's really laying low.
But didn't we see something in the beginning? Was it with her and Heather? There was a little tete-a-tete with Kenny. Was that right? Remember that?
Oh, was it her where Kenny was lying and saying,
yeah,
I think Heather wants to get you out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so now she's all trying to get to Heather. That's terrible, but that's the game, though.
Yeah.
That's the game. And let's talk about Kenny.
Okay.
I am not sure how I feel about Mr. Kenny.
I like Kenny.
I liked him at first.
I like Kenny, but then I kind of not liking Kenny at the same time.
Not sure about his tactics.
Yeah, that's
tactics.
It.
Tactics.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Which tactic in particular?
Well, this whole I'm gay, but I'm going to flirt and make out with girls to get them to like me.
That I don't agree with.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Yeah.
So, that bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently him and Allison, the new girl, know each other.
Yes.
I mean, they have mutual friends.
Yeah, know of each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was weird.
And so he was worried at first that she would say something. Mm-hmm.
Right, he's not telling anyone
gay.
Okay, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure what it is I'm, like, struggling with Kenny, because I did like him at first.
Yeah.
But he's a little... I mean, he's really smart with the game.
Yep.
He's getting these people to do what he wants.
Yeah, he is.
Right. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, him and Andrew are tight.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm a little biased because I kind of want the girls to band together, but you know that shit's not going to work because they're girls. And for whatever reason, women can't get their shit together to band together.
Yeah.
In this game, ever, hardly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the guys go so quickly.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's sneaky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like on the fence with him as well.
Okay.
And then there is John and Arlie.
Yep.
Let's see, John.
I like John. He seems pretty down to earth. Just a student, kind of goofy.
Now, was John the one that was faking like he was her, or was it Arlie?
Arlie was faking.
Arlie.
Okay.
Yeah. John's like the hockey player.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really
haven't
really seen much of him either.
Yeah, I noticed in the last couple episodes he's wearing an arm sling. Did you notice that?
I was just going to say that. I know.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what happened either. Somebody needs to... We need...
It must have been that divergent...
Yeah.
That could
POV
be it.
They did.
Because he didn't have it in that competition, but he did have it for the next HOH.
Yeah. So somebody help us out here.
We need Gennaro or Joseph or
someone
to tell us. I know Gennaro's watching the live feeds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure. I know Joseph's up to date.
Now, the only other person that I actually kind of like is Arlie.
Okay.
To me, he's kind of funny. He's smart as well, mm-hmm, by trying to play off being that good in competitions.
Yeah.
To me, that's a good strategy to kind of,
mm-hmm,
act like you're giving it your all, but you're not good.
Right.
So people don't suspect you as being a physical threat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's okay.
And, so far. I heard that again. Yeah, it's kind of rough, isn't it, huh? It's kind of hard to find a standout that you just absolutely love.
Yeah. I mean, maybe so as far. Time goes by and it weans down a little and you see a little bit more interaction, it'll get a little bit better. Yeah.
The only one that I can say that I really, really like and hope does well at this point is Adele.
I really like Adele, yeah. I hope he makes
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Netta.
And I like Netta, too, yeah.
I like her. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we have Aika as the HOH, and in her nominations, she nominated Paul and Heather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we haven't seen, and I haven't looked online, the veto yet, so we don't know who's going to be who wins and who, if they use it or not. So
right.
If it's just Paw and Heather, do we have any predictions of who we think is going to be hitting the road?
I think Paul is going to hit the road.
Me too. I mean, she's really supposed to be a pawn, so all the girls are going to vote for Paul.
Yep.
I kind of hope that happens.
Yeah, and I think the boys would, too, because Heather's not a threat to them.
Mm-hmm.
But unless the boys kind of can band together and say, let's band together against these girls.
Yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully they'll put up one of the strong guys, take Heather off.
See, that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
That's what
she wants to do.
And Kenny, I know, was really worried that she was going to put him
up. Yeah, he was worried, yep.
And she really should have, actually.
Yeah.
But not sure that she's going to do that. I don't know what it is. These people get so cocky.
Yeah.
Quickly.
So quick. Yes. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous.
And, of course, they have their have-not room.
Oh, that's right.
The slop, of course. They had those competitions.
The half-not room.
Half, right.
I think half.
Half, like Australia. Half a
bed. Rip. When I saw that, I was like, rip.
Rip off.
Rip off. Seen it. Seen it before. So, ladies, what do we think about this season? Are we going to make it?
I am going to watch it.
I'm in it.
In its entirety.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
I'm committed.
Yes.
To at least 3 a week.
Yep.
Yes. 3 a week we can handle. As long as the freaking feed comes out.
I can't commit to watching any of their After Dark.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Just not that interested.
Yeah.
Need our feedback to help us with that.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do the After Darks if there's some kind of, like, really good fight or argument or something going down.
Yeah.
Some drama.
There's some drama.
Yeah.
Drama for your mama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I do think that we had one email, one lone little hidden email about Big Brother.
Okay.
And
I wonder who it's from.
It's from Joseph.
Oh.
Hey, Joseph.
Hey.
Hey, Joseph.
He says, hello, sisters K.A. and Elma Reed. Welcome back to Podcasting Big Brother. Hope you guys have had a great start of 2014. For sure, I had such a fun time watching and interacting with Sister A on Twitter when Big Brother Celebrity UK 2014 mm-hmm. was on, and boy, was it a crazy season.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was.
Great.
It was good. It was my first time watching an entire season of any Big Brother UK, let alone the UK Celebrity Edition. I bet if you guys had podcasted the show, you would have had an awesome time talking about it. We would have.
Yeah.
That was an awesome season.
It was.
We should have.
Yeah.
We should have. I have never been interested with our reality shows that have a trashy aura like Jersey Shore, but watching a very trashy Big Brother made BBUK Celebrity 2014 such an awesome season. The controversies that happened in the house was nothing like what happened in Big Brother 15. It was more like gossip, drama, controversies, because everyone in the UK and on the internet who were keeping up with the show had very passionate opinions.
Oh, it was so good.
Especially, it was so good. Can we just talk about that real quick?
I'm
okay.
Can either of you give me a little background here?
I loved Dappy.
Love Dappy.
I remember, okay, I know
Dappy. Hey, Dappy.
Hi, Dapp. If you're listening, he's not listening. I love Jim.
Love Jim.
Hey.
I liked Jim the whole time. And then there was Linda, who they were both, like, Jim's a comedian. Linda was a singer. And apparently Linda's husband and Jim had some kind of tiff, riff, or something back when her husband was alive. Yeah. And it's caused this hate relationship that she's got towards Jim. So when they first went.
Were they handcuffed together?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So that was Linda. Okay. Yeah.
And at first I thought, oh, they're friendly. But as the season went on, they would get into these little arguments. And, I mean, she would just go off.
Big arguments.
She got to the point where everything she said to him was nasty and mean and bitter. And it made her look like such a mean, bitter, dried up person.
Yeah.
Like she had no, I don't know what she thought she was doing, but it really came across as terrible for her.
But he did egg her on sometimes too, I must say.
He would. Yes. But I think that's his personality. Yeah. And she just couldn't handle
it.
She
would get her going.
She would just go off, but she would take it to another level because when he would say, let's stop, she would keep going. And then when he would have an argument with someone else, she would jump in.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
And that's what kind of made it bad. And people started booing her and stuff. What was the other controversy? Oh, Lee.
Freaking Lee.
Lee was a singer from a boy band that I'd never heard of, but, you know, in the UK, it was a famous boy band.
Mm-hmm.
The other American girl there besides Evander Holyfield, American.
Who nobody even knows of.
Her name was Jasmine. She kind of supposedly looked like Megan Fox. I didn't think she looked like Megan Fox, except she had dark hair and, like, light eyes. That's the only similarity. But anyway. But apparently her claim to fame is that she slapped Lindsay Lohan in a bar.
Great.
They got in a fight or something, so. But she was really pretty. I thought she was funny.
She was obnoxious. She was obnoxious.
Very obnoxious.
And they all thought, oh, that's what every American is like, which I didn't like.
That was a bad impression.
Yes.
Then there was a girl, they called her what did they call her?
Which one? You mean Casey, the other girl he liked?
Casey, she was a glamour model.
Yeah, she's kind of a pinup.
Yeah, a pinup model.
Mm-hmm.
She was really cute.
Yeah, I liked Casey.
I liked Casey, too, until I liked her up until a point. And I was like, Casey, come on.
Yeah, she kind of fell hard for him.
She was handcuffed to Lee.
Right.
So that was the girl. She had long, dark hair, kind of large breasts.
Kind of large. I don't know how she stood upright. She was way out of proportion.
She was. She was really, she was skinny until she got to her top half. And boy, she was like, ow.
Yeah.
But they were handcuffed together, and he was someone who just really, I guess whoever he's with, he's like all into.
Right.
But as soon as he saw someone else he kind of liked, he tried to be into them. So he was like telling Casey that he liked her and wanted to see where it went. But then he liked Jasmine too. But the problem with him was he was like talking bad about Casey to Jasmine to try to tell her, oh, I don't like her. I didn't tell her I liked her.
I don't know
why she's getting upset.
Oh, wow.
And then he would be kissing on her.
It was a mess.
And then later on, he would tell Casey, oh, I don't really like Jasmine. I don't know why you think I do.
Because
and he was
said
saying,
it.
Yeah, he said it.
Oh, man.
And they showed it. They showed it. Yeah. So that was, I guess, one of the controversies also.
Yes.
And then that girl, Louisa.
Yep.
I kind of liked her.
I did.
But she. And I liked her better towards the end because she was a little obnoxious at the beginning.
Yeah.
Who else was there?
I'm looking it up now just to...
Lionel.
Oh, I liked Lionel.
Lionel could get ugly in a minute, though.
Oh, he was like 86?
He wasn't that old.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He couldn't be
Hold on.
Lionel was an old, like, he
singer,
used to...
Right?
Like, vaudeville singer or what? Broadway singer.
Mm-hmm.
He used to, I guess, dance with Sammy Davis Jr. and all some of the old greats back in the day. And then there was that really cute guy.
Oh, Ollie?
Ollie. I liked Ollie too. Yeah. He was so cute.
Yep.
He was from a reality show, probably kind of like The Hills here.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Like a semi-scripted reality show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was a really good season.
Liz
Big Brother
Jones, that crazy lady.
Oh, yeah, she was a celebrity.
I kind of liked her.
Reporter?
Yep. Journalist.
Blogger, journalist.
Yep. Sam, who Ollie liked a lot.
Yes, who did not like him.
Yep.
She tried to pretend like she did, but she didn't.
She didn't.
She did not like that boy, and that boy was so cute.
Oh. Aww. Yeah, Lionel's 82. Sorry.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. I told you. He was an old guy.
Was old then.
Yeah. You'll have to try it when you get a chance, Elmarie.
Yeah. All y'all should go back and watch it. It was a really good. It was a really good. Was it only 3 weeks?
Yeah, it was on. Well, I think actually they extended it.
It was longer than 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think they went a little further.
It's like 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was so good. I really enjoyed it.
Me too.
I enjoyed it, obviously, as we're so enthused about it.
Hey, Daffy.
Okay, so. Hey. Ooh.
Okay, so who won?
Jim.
Okay.
Oh, we probably shouldn't say that.
Spoiler alert!
Oh.
Sorry, y'all.
Oops.
That's okay. It's been over for a while.
Okay, so Joseph goes on to say, it was more like gossip and drama controversies because everyone in the UK and on the internet who were keeping up with the show had very passionate opinions, especially during the live eviction shows where the host would read out some tweets from celebrities about their opinions. Almost every single eviction up until the final night, a tweet from one of the One Direction boys would be read out loud by the host. That's how popular Celebrity BB UK was this year.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and Ricky Gervais was tweeting about it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it was. They had a lot of people watching it. Good. Now, enough of BB UK and on to Big Brother Canada. First of all, Sissa K should have a drink of water before reading more of my feedback.
My long-ass email.
Yep. Like I had mentioned on the last podcast, I was on recapping the finale of Big Brother Australia, read an article from the producer of Big Brother Canada that season 2 would have a twist that no other Big Brother around the world have ever done before. Having Big Brother be aired in every single country, those are very big claims coming from the producer of Big Brother Canada. Now, the first twist they revealed where the public would choose who the final housemate will be while they live in a secret part of the house and be able to watch the other housemates makes me feel like they took more than one twist from another Big Brother around the world have done and made it into a twist. I'm sure later down the road there will be other twists, and hopefully, like what we saw in Big Brother Australia, the twists get bigger and more outrageous than the previous ones. I really hope that their big main twist would have been that would have had the public nominate but still have the housemates vote to evict. Ooh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
I could see them doing this later down the road once the Canadian audience has gotten used to the housemates that they truly know deep in their heart and mind who they would want to kick out. Now, out of the three possible housemates, I wanted the final housemate to be Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, now he would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Now on to the housemates I like and dislike. I love Kenny and Anik. I was devastated that Anik got voted out. If she was on the Big Brother International format, she'd be in the house for a long time.
I don't know.
I don't know if you heard the audience, but when the number of votes to evict her got very high, you could hear them gasp and some yells for Ika to be voted out. Kenny reminded me of Justin from Big Brother Australia with the well-groomed beard. That beard is a little much, though.
It is, yeah.
And Justin's beard was not well groomed.
Yeah, he couldn't really relate to anybody.
Although it was, well, better groomed than Kenny.
That's true.
So far, I would like him to win the show. Oh, he would like Kenny to win the show.
Oh.
The one housemate I dislike is Ika. Probably because when Anik was doing her group relaxation, she kept rolling her eyes during the session. And when she was in the diary room. Although lately she is kind of growing on me. Now on to Paul. He is trying so hard, and he's doing game strategies that to him does not make him him. He's similar to Big Brother 15's Howard, who confessed while in the house that the environment inside did not make him feel good about himself. These two housemates would have fitted in so well in either the Big Brother UK or Australian house because of the format of the show alone. Mm. Also, I despise Andrew. His ego for being HOH is not making Big Brother Canada entertaining to watch. People may disagree with me because he's playing the game, but I don't give a fuck.
Woo!
Joseph!
Oh, my.
Yeah. See, there's something about Andrew I didn't quite like either. Mainly his ring and his nose. Lastly, when I asked Sister A how she felt about Big Brother Canada so far, she replied, it's okay, and not loving it at the moment. So far, that is exactly how I feel about this season. I am missing the candid, fun housemates in Australia, UK, and the Philippines experience. I miss the non-talk about strategy in the diary room and just talking to Big Brother about how they were feeling that day psychologically. All I want is the Canadian housemates to actually fight together for their weekly food budget and not have the luxury to just step into the storage room where an unlimited supply of food is waiting for them. I want to see them suffer, but not be given only slop to eat. Again, welcome back to podcasting, Big Brother. Joseph from Las Vegas.
Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Joseph.
He has a PS.
Okay.
Oh.
P.S. I know this feedback is already long enough, but I'll give you guys an update about my Pinoy Big Brother audition.
Oh.
So far, I have not received a call back. Sad face. Supposedly, the show is supposed to come back this month, but then I heard rumors that it will air possibly in April. Right now, the Biggest Loser Doubles Pinoy Edition is happening, and that show was supposed to air last year, January. This year, it was slated to air January 2014, then got pushed back a month later. Hopefully the producers of Pinoy Big Brother are really thinking hard on what kind of personalities they want in the house and possibly push back the air date a bit further and eventually choose me. Fingers crossed. Don't worry, sisters. I won't be depressed if I don't make it. At least I had put the effort of auditioning in the first place. You guys may already know this, but I am now 21 years old.
Woo-hoo!
Yes!
Woo-hoo!
Happy birthday!
Yes!
I won my first time playing the slots from my starting point of $100. I won $465.50 while drinking my alcoholic pina colada. Totally beginner's luck. PSS. Now, I wouldn't be even writing another PS if it wasn't for Kyle's speech after being evicted. I'm glad that even though Kyle was put up to be evicted after the veto, that he still made the best out of his stay in the house. Him being very open-minded to pray with Adele is probably the kind of thing you'd do in the house that was something new and that you've never done before.
Yeah.
When he said how he considers Adele and Paul as brothers made me reminisce about Rohan and the whole Big Brother Australia. Mm. I know.
Yeah.
I watched the sideshow after his eviction, and I have to say, I found Peter Brown more annoying than Mike Goldman during the Friday competitions. The Saturday showdowns. Now, Peter Brown, he was in last year's Big Brother Canada, and there's also a guy named Gary, who was the one who should have won last year. Remember I told you the girl voted wrong? They're hosting that sideshow.
Okay.
So apparently he does not like Peter. He was so judgmental to Scott, Nate, and Kyle for being losers and not playing the game. I am still not used to just talking about the game. I am too spoiled on how Australia, UK, and the Philippines do the show. I was just annoyed when he kept bringing it up. Kyle said it perfectly that on TV it looks easy, but once you get in there for real, typically what you see on TV suddenly becomes 100 times bigger, and playing the game becomes nothing that you expect.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the secret housemates were talking crap about the previous year's Big Brother Canada housemates, and that did not sit well with Peter. What a wuss who couldn't handle any criticisms, whatever that was said about them. I just hope that Allison doesn't blow her cover that she was in a secret room in the house. There could be a possibility that she might blow it because I don't know if this kind of task of not revealing anything to the housemates and if so, you get evicted has been done in previous seasons of Big Brother Canada or Big Brother US.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I don't recall them ever doing that in Big Brother US.
No.
Ever. They've never had, like, intruder type right. people come in late like
Y'all
that.
Y'all come in at the same time, that's it.
Yep. We've never had that before. So, I'm wondering if she does slip up, if they actually would evict her.
Yeah, they said that she would be right
yeah,
out.
They let her know up front that she will be evicted, so.
Did say that.
I hope she remembers.
That's my thing. Right. Is, you know, when you get to talking.
Or mm-hmm. drinking.
Or drinking, yeah. What did she say? Oh, yeah, the other day I was talking to Scott,
right.
and.
They're gonna who's like, that?
Talking to who?
When we were in the other room.
Yeah. With my invisible friends.
Yeah. Or what if she says, oh, yeah, I saw y'all doing such and such and such and such.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's bad. See, and I still feel like that's not quite fair to do to somebody.
No.
Yeah. It's definitely
their big brother.
Disadvantage.
Yes. It jacks up their whole
right.
experience.
Yeah.
I don't like it. But that's the game. Well, I'm hoping that as they get more time and a little less people,
yeah,
I'll get more involved with them. I do like a couple of people, so I'm going to hopefully keep liking them
yeah.
and get invested in the rest.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping the that's same.
Cool. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Joseph, for your email. And we do. We hope that you make it to Pinoy,
yes.
Big Brother.
We are rooting
that
for
would
you.
Be awesome.
That would be so
I
great.
Would actually, I would actually watch it, even though I would not know what the hell they were talking about.
Yep.
Give me some subtitles.
Yeah.
I know, if they have subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't know how to watch it because he's in there.
I know.
We're like, oh.
I know, we'd have to, how do we get to it? Okay, well, that was it for, I guess, our Big Brother return. Sorry, it wasn't a little bit more positive, but we'll get there, y'all. We'll get there. We would love to hear what you all think about the season so far of watching Big Brother Canada. It's all kind of new to everyone, I think,
yeah.
After Australia and UK. So we'd love to hear your opinions. Are we way off base? Are we just being too harsh? What do y'all think? You can send us an email at sisterspeak@gmail.com, or you can go to our website and leave a comment at sisterspeakpodcast.com. You can also leave us a voicemail if you'd rather at 972-975-715. Oh my goodness, I just forgot our phone number. It's a number, any number. I'm so sorry. 972-755-1215.
Uh-oh, I think we have a Sister K blooper.
Oh.
No, I totally forgot. I blanked out on the number.
That's a blooper.
And then we have, we are all on Twitter. You can leave us a tweet at SisterSpeakCast, or I am at _SisterK.
I am at Literary Marie.
And I am at AKS Idea.
We also have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/SisterSpeakPodcast. Whew, that was a lot of ways to contact us.
Right?
Definitely contact us. We would read your email on the podcast unless you don't want us to. And we'd love to hear what you think about Big Brother Canada and this season. All right. Well, that's it for now. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister Elmarie.
And I'm Sister A.
See you next time.